Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's the Rad Reality Show tonight with your host, Ron Rad, and his co-host. And his co-host.
Sorry, it's Christina. My phone dropped.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Hey, you know what? We have Annie coming in our show. But you know what? You need to go listen to Annie right now over in the BB Hour. But stay here if you want to listen to goofiness between me and Christina until she comes here. But this is going to be probably rebroadcast in a few couple days, maybe during tomorrow's show, after the show, maybe like we'll do an hour with the cowboy and then we'll rebroadcast the interview. Or on Sunday, we'll rebroadcast the interview. But if you still want to maybe tweet or talk to one of us about questions, feel free to drop something to Christina or me, and we will gladly try to get them on. We will have a great time. Let's sit back and let's listen to some music before we have a chance to, you know, let's just take a little time to sit back and listen to some music and kind of get the show, like, you know, something like, you know, let's get our head on straight and everything. And, you know,
yeah, mine's a little crooked.
I'm a little stressed. I'm excited. This is awesome. So let's just kick some music. Wait, I hit the wrong one.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep it caged, but I can't control it. So stay away from me, the beast is ugly. I feel the rage and I just can't hold it. It's flashing on the wall, in the closet, in the hall. It comes awake and I can't control it. Hiding under the bed, in my body, in my head. Why won't somebody come and save me from this? Make it in.
I feel like a monster. What do you feel like, Christina?
I'm thinking I feel like a cheetah.
A cheetah? You know, Big Brother's been so great this season. It's been one of my favorite. I don't know if it's a favorite season, but it's definitely one of those seasons that we definitely have a lot of going on with the show. You know what I mean?
There is a lot going on. I wish there was more fights, because the fights that are in there are just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I mean, last night's show is funny and everything, but it was it wasn't what I wanted. You know what I mean? I wanted more. I mean, I just you keep on saying I want more fights. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, people keep saying that, but then you get Reagan, who was trying to quietly talk to Rachel, and she seemed to want to turn it into a fight. You know what I mean? So it's not like a quality fight. And then you have Brendan, who runs out, you know, and screams his nonsense. And then you have, that was it. That was pretty much it. It's like, oh, wow, okay.
You know, and definitely as a fan of Big Brother for all 12 seasons, you know, I've seen some doozy of fights. These guys have a tendency to pull back and don't, you know, push it to the limit. You know what
and
I mean?
I don't know which I would prefer. I think some of the fights last season were over the top. That was just yeesh. You know, there's been some fights on some seasons that have been over the top. I mean, disagreements and discussing things and raising their voices, you know, that's one thing. But these guys barely get going and then they fizzle out. Like you said, it's just, it's not, I don't even think it's a fight. I think it's like four-year-olds calling each other names, you know.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, I'm really excited about tonight. We get to talk to Annie. And Annie, even though she got kicked off the first week, she put havoc into that house. The havoc is still going on. And it's making Reagan's job a little easier, in my opinion. And that's one of the questions I think I'm going to ask her is, do you feel like Reagan's maybe will have it a little easier? What do you? I mean, I should have waited to ask the question. But, you know, I think it's making his job a little easier.
You mean having America, having chose him, and having known that Annie was a saboteur before him, making it a little easier?
Yeah, no, you know, Annie already put doubt into people's heads, okay?
Right.
So now they have somebody else that's in there. So that doubt was already built up. So now that they know somebody else is in there doing it, they're going to look at everyone. But, you know, the doubt is there. So I really have heard nobody say Reagan, have you?
Yeah,
Rachel.
I think it's funny that they think it's Rachel.
See, I don't. See, do you think they think America voted for this?
I don't know what they think. I can't tell that they have had any inkling to think that America did vote. I don't think that they know. All I know is that Matt opened Pandora's box and he got something, and something nasty is happening to them. I think that they've figured out, I don't even know if they figured out that made the saboteur, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that they realize that at all.
Because we are waiting for Annie, and as I said, she's over on the BB Hour, if you guys don't listen to her. And me and Nikki talked before this show today, and I do want to say thank you, Nikki, for understanding that I had to do this. When CBS told me I had a chance to do it, I had to say yes. This is the first time I've ever had a house guest calling in via the CBS, and I am so excited about this. And today this is a new step for, in my opinion, the Rad Reality Show. And stuff like this is going to happen, I feel. We have more opportunities to do this. We have more opportunities. And one of the opportunities that I mentioned last night for the people that are listening to this all over the internet, listening to the podcast, listening to Live Now, you know, we will be having people call in, or not call in, but tell us about what they would like to ask the evicted house guests coming up every week. And that's going to be so much fun to be able to say, hey, you know, we can't hear them say it before they go into the jury house, but we can ask them, you know, before going into the jury house, maybe a couple questions, and then I'm going to post it on my webpage, and we'll post, maybe read some on here, too, on probably Monday. Michelle kind of told me last night I had to do it Monday, so what do you think? I mean, Monday's the best time to talk about the evicted house guests?
Yeah, and then you get people all week to think about what they'd want to say.
No, see, but, yeah, we had to get them in Thursday, so... But, I mean, I might, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'd probably reveal them, you know, like, you know, Monday on the show, what I'm trying to think. Just to remind you, I cannot take phone calls tonight via the phone lines. There will be no phone lines, chat questions. All questions had to have been submitted before, or, you know, you can still tweet one of us and or, you know, message Christina somehow. I'm sorry, that was the rules. I cannot take calls, and I'm sorry about that. And we're going to try to keep it to a minimum of, you know, questions that, you know, like, we're going to try to get a little of everything. And tonight, after the after tonight's show and everything, we will probably rebroadcast this, and we also will probably get her back on, you know, when she's free to do a longer show. And we can go deeper into questions. What do you? Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. I mean, I know via Twitter she's a fan of us. She visited the chat room once before, so I have a feeling that we will have a fan and a friend in her of the show, and I'm sure she will visit quite frequently as this Kathy's best friend. So.
Yeah, let's give a little shout out to Natasha. I bet she's going to listen to this broadcast and everything. And, you know, speaking of friends, you know, I have many friends that visit us each week. And let's play one of their drops real quick and do it right now.
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
Yes, and this is the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we have my... I actually was going to announce it, but you know, I think I'll announce it right now. Christina is kind of joining the staff, if you haven't figured it out yet. She's going to be the co-host, one of the co-hosts on Sunday's show, and she's going to step in on Sunday's nights, especially during Big Brother. We haven't talked past Big Brother, really, but, you know, I'm hoping maybe she will watch The Amazing Race and step up for that, and we can go past just Big Brother. But welcome to the team. And this is the first time we've officially said welcome to the team.
Oh, thank you. I am pleased to be here. I am excited to talk on Sundays, and I'm so excited to talk to Annie tonight. I'm honored to talk to her. She seems like a really good gal. So I'm excited to ask her lots of questions.
But, you know, and the key thing about – you joining our team is, you know, she won't just be on Sunday, but Sunday's going to be her featured show, and it's like I've kind of built it up as a fan show, you know, where, you know, we got Monday with Michelle Costa, and that show's great and all, you know, with me and her doing the Manic Monday, and Tuesday, we have, you know, it's kind of more of an open show. We don't know where we're going to go with that direction on that show. And then we got Thursday, the round table with Cowboy. But now Sunday is going to be built up as more of a fan type show where this week we're hoping to get a guest, or in the next couple of weeks, we'll hope to have a guest with Eric Papopoulos from American Got Talent. So we once in a while will have some guests on that show. But most of the time, it's very good.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I love these random day of the week shows. Like Friday we had Jeff, and today we have Annie. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and we will be having random shows because there's times that I'm gonna have to book people that. That is going to be... Sorry, somebody messaged me over in Nick's show. So I got to read. Yeah, so sometimes we will have random shows. And this is one reason I didn't want to chat room today, because I cannot concentrate on more than one thing at a time.
It's totally fine. Everybody knows that Annie is
Ron
over there, and we're over at the BB Hour, and we're prepared for her to jump back over here. So it's kind of like it's kind of a waiting game. It's kind of like the waiting room in a doctor's office. You know, hey, look at that magazine. Look at that magazine. Hey, look what this person said.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And, you know, as we wait, you know, you know what would be fun to do while you wait?
What?
What would be fun to do while you wait? You ready for this?
I am
just
ready.
Just go to www.theradrealityshow.com and check out. There's games. There's ways you can donate to the show. Each month we give a prize to a donator. So one person automatically wins. So yeah, always a good chance with winning something if you donate. And with Vegas Bash coming up, I need all the help, because we're going to be doing live stuff there. So remember, if you want good live stuff from the Vegas Bash, it's going to be the time to donate right now. Also, you got the eBay store. And I'm looking forward to that.
Go to the eBay store.
So check that out. But you know what? We do have somebody on the phone line, and I'm so excited to talk to her. But I'm really not excited to talk to her, actually. So let's pick it up and let's get this going. Is this you, Mallory?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Okay, so do we have Annie on the phone line?
Yep,
I'm here.
Hey, Annie. I'm so sorry to talk to you right now.
Why do you think you're so excited to talk to me? Oh, I'm excited to talk
to you. No, I said I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to talk to you right now.
I know. It sucks. I wish I was still in the house.
I know. But you know what? Let's start it out by saying, what do you think about Reagan trying to fill your shoes?
You know what? He can have it. The one thing I was upset about was that, nobody found out that I was a saboteur, so I won $20,000. People have asked me a lot about that. I think Reagan, deep down, is a really good guy, and if he benefits from it, then so be it. But he can fill my shoes. He can have them.
Okay. Today on the phone line with me is my new co-host on Sunday nights. It's Christina. Michelle wanted to be here, and she said, to tell you congratulations on being on Big Brother, and she can't wait to talk to you. And Cowboys had some stuff going on today. So Christina co-hosts with me on Sundays, so I invited her. And you've talked to her on Twitter, I believe. So
I have. I've talked to her a lot.
Hey, Annie. How's it going?
Hi, Christina. I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. So excited to get to talk to you. It's awesome.
I know. It's about time.
I know, really. I have some fabulous questions for you.
I'm excited to answer. Tell me. Shoot away.
Throw one her way real quick, because my computer just made a noise.
Okay, I want to know, via random question, were your things that you did as a saboteur, were they your idea? Were they ideas given to you? I don't believe that they were given by America. Or were they your own creations?
They were given by America.
Okay, I did not know that. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't show it. I would go into the diary room, and there would be a computer waiting for me, and I would kind of flip through some ideas from America, and then I would pick one. And the problem was a lot of them were too obvious that would ruin my game, so I had to pick kind of the simpler ones where I wouldn't be found out.
So you had 100% quality of picking what you wanted, but they told you kind of what you wanted to choose from, right?
Yes. It was definitely America's suggestions. They're sending them in. And then, I would kind of maybe tweak it a little bit. But it was definitely America's choices, and I just fulfilled them.
Okay. Did you have more, Christina?
Yes. I forgot that we were allowed to submit it to the website, but I was like, okay, are those really going to be used? Because some of the people were putting, off ridiculous stuff from what I was hearing.
Oh.
you know.
Yeah. it was ridiculous. They'd be like, Annie, or Saboteur, they didn't know it was me, pour a bucket of honey over one of the house guests' face. Like, what? Like,
yeah,
when they wake up and I'm standing there with a bucket of honey, they don't know it's me? Are you kidding?
Yeah, definitely understand that you wouldn't want to do it. So here's, you know, talk about the Saboteur and everything. Did you, when you were asked to be the Saboteur, asked to be the Saboteur, or were you asked to be cast as, how were you approached to be the Saboteur? Can you talk about that?
I'm not allowed to discuss that. No, I'm not allowed to discuss that. But I can just say I knew before going into the house that I was the Saboteur.
So you, I mean, pretty much, you can't talk about that. So I didn't think you should.
No.
And I knew I shouldn't have asked that question. Okay. I thought maybe you could say, can you say this if you tried out? I mean, could you say that? Or, in a way, you probably can't do that either. So
I can't answer that. We all auditioned for Big Brother. Let's just put it that way.
That's the question I'm asking. Yes, did you audition for Big Brother? I know with being the Saboteur, when you got in there and you were the Saboteur, did you feel like you wanted to not be the Saboteur no more? Or did you like the role of the Saboteur?
No. From the second that I knew, I was extremely nervous because I'm very animated of a person, and I feel like all my emotions are, like, on my face, and I was petrified. Even though I have an acting background, I was very scared that I wasn't going to be able to pull it off. You know, I watch every season, and to think that you're trapped in a house, how are people not going to see me do these things? So I was completely stressed out. I overstressed myself out. But, yeah, the second I got in there, I'm like, I wish I wasn't the Saboteur.
To say, okay, I want to do this, but then you couldn't. It was just so hard. I bet it was hard to. You wanted to play the game, and you couldn't play.
Yeah, I mean, I felt really challenged in just playing a game. Like, not only am I trying to stay alive in the house, but I have this. You know, the whole twist was riding on my back, and that was a lot of stress for me that I didn't realize I would have. And, you know, even just thinking about, I would be stressed out and I wanted to run to the diary room and just, like, ask them questions about it. But unfortunately, that puts me more time in the diary room, and then people are, oh, if Annie's been in the diary room for a really long time, I bet she's a Saboteur, you know? So it was just this constant pressure that people were going to know it was me and I was going to be evicted. So I sabotaged myself, obviously.
Christina?
Yeah, I wanted to know, part of it is about being a Saboteur. And in talking with other people, did you feel that you were able to play the game as yourself, or were you also trying to play a sneaky role at the same time? And was that hard to play as yourself? And were you fully yourself? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no,
like,
absolutely.
Were you fully Annie all the time, or did you kind of put on an outfit as you were in there? If you know what I'm saying.
I mean, I definitely went in thinking I'm gonna play the Saboteur, but me, and, you know, to hide it. But once I got in that house, everything I ever said went out the window. I was so paranoid about being the Saboteur that I couldn't just play my game. And while I was sitting there, I was thinking my game would be totally different if I didn't have that stress on my back. And that's just me. That's, you know, I'm an anal person and I'm anxious all the time. So with that extra pressure, I just felt like I couldn't be myself. And once I knew that I was going home and I had 6 days to just sit there, I wasn't myself, and that's what I regret most, is that people didn't get to see me. They, you know, the first 3 or 4 days, I was really myself. No one sees that. And, you know, then by the time I was out, I wasn't myself until I was sitting on the couch with Julie, and that's my biggest regret.
Okay, I got a question to throw on top of that question, kind of. But
sure.
It's also addressing America's favorite two people, or are they America's favorite two people? I don't think they are. Brandon and Rachel, what were your relationship? In the house, you had a relationship, friendship, kind of with them, right? And what do you feel like now as you watch the show? And would you still kept that friendship as the time went on, if you were still in the house?
Sure. When I first went in the house, me and Brendan had a really, or should I say Brenda, had a really
that's my joke.
I know. we had a really strong connection. But that was only the first couple days. And even in my pre-interviews into going to the house, I said the people I'm most drawn to in normal life are the people I end up not getting along with. And that is exactly what happened. The first person I was drawn to was Brendan, and it is the last person in the house that I would be friends with outside of the house. The friendship started with him, and once I could tell that him and Rachel had something going on, I told Brendan, you're ruining your game, you're ruining our game if we were ever to align together, and I told him I did not want to align with her. Our friendship, whether I'd left or not, would have not continued in the house. He completely chose his side, and that's fine. But he sabotaged himself because I really think he could have gone all the way. But by choosing what he's now choosing, he's ruined his game.
Right, because he wants to leave the game pretty much. He's pretty much told people to vote him out this week. And what do you think of that? I mean, do you think that's a stupid move?
It's absolutely stupid. And honestly, I feel bad for him. Because I really think he has feelings for her, and unfortunately, outside of that house, it would never work. I think he's been hurt a lot in his life, and he was very easily swayed by her. I think he'll be sadly disappointed once he gets outside of that house and realizes it won't work, and it's very stupid to try and get out and just keep her there. She's the most hated person in the house. She will be evicted, if not next week or this week, then the week after that, you know what I mean? So she doesn't have a chance of winning, so he's not doing her any favors. And, if he doesn't want his spot, I would love to go back for him because I wanted to be in that house, and I fought every single minute of every single day to stay there. So I think it's stupid what he's doing, really stupid.
I really thought you were going to go back into the house personally.
I did too.
We'll wait till after the season is over with to talk that because I know that's probably a question you can't answer right now. And I hope to get you back on when you have a little more time, and we can go depth. Tonight, we're just trying to throw as many questions to you as fast as we can. But,
sure,
you know,
of course.
Christina, you got another one real quick? We got a few more minutes, I think.
I wanted to know, and a few others that I know wanted to know.
Yes.
What would the house look like if Rachel would have gone instead of you? Where would you be at this point? Do you think you would still be there? Or do you think you've been okay?
I do.
I think the house would be less. It's not fair. but I just wanted your opinion on that.
Well, a few things. Number one, I think Brendan would have been gone already. The house would be totally different. I think it'd be a lot more lighthearted, a lot more funny. There's a lot of negativity right now, and I think the live feed, people are just sick of seeing the showman. That's all you're seeing all the time. It's taking over the TV. I want to see a game being played, and I want to see funny people and lots of other things. I don't want to see porn, unfortunately, on Big Brother. Do you know what I mean? That's not what I'm interested in seeing. So it would just be a completely different show, 100% different.
And
I would be different.
It's okay to have a little porn in Big Brother, but we want a little game, too. I mean, it's going too extreme.
Absolutely.
It's okay to watch.
You know, the other thing
I was just going to say, like, April and Ollie, I mean, they did it maybe once every other day. I mean, these guys are always undercovers in our things. So,
and isolating themselves. Every camera, it's either them together alone. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. And my personality would have come through. You know, the first 2 weeks in the house, people are adjusting. You're trying to understand where you're at. It's very emotional. And I finally felt comfortable in the house right as I was leaving. So I think people would have really got to know my personality and know that what I was saying was true. I mean, I was 100% honest, other than the fact that I was the saboteur. All the stories I told were true. And it's funny because everyone thought I was lying. And now I'm seeing all the house guests lie their pants off. And they're still there, so it would be a completely oh my god. Are you talking about Matt's wife lie? Is that what you just said?
What? No, I was just gonna say I have a an off the wall non game related, you know, it's what we saw in the game. I wanted to know about your fabulous shoes. You know, the sandals that had the thing in the back, like, and then I was talking with somebody, and they go, aren't those the same shoes, but now they're heels? And I'm like, well, how could that be? Because you can't do that. So I want to know.
No, they're two different pairs of shoes. And they're fabulous shoes. I love them. And Brittany doesn't have taste. She doesn't have fashion taste, so whatever. I don't care. I love my shoes. I will still wear my shoes. And people want to buy my shoes, so.
Are we talking about shoes? Are we talking about shoes on my show? I can't believe we're talking about shoes on my show. So, you know, since she asked her shoe question, I had to ask my question for my guilty pleasure. How much of a Cubs fan are you?
Humongous Cubs fan. I've lived in Chicago since I was 16, and I bartended across from Wrigley for 10 years almost, and I worked at some of the most popular bars there, and my life depended on those Cubs. I lived across from the field for about 3.5 years. They are my life. I lived, breathed, ate the Cubs. Love them. So
thank
they're my
you.
Everything. And I would love to throw the opening pitch if they would ever ask me to.
Definitely. And we need to probably let you go soon. So I do have two more quick things to do real quick. One is Panther's in the chat room, and I hear you're going to be going to Toys for Tots, and I'm excited about that.
Yes, I'm extremely excited about it and honored that they asked me.
Yeah, so we're breaking the news tonight pretty much on our show. So I think she tweeted it a little bit. So I'm excited about you having that. Panther's been a part of my show for a long time. And now to close it off, we're going to do rapid fire. I'm going to throw something at you, a word and everything, and you're going to have to give me your first word that comes out of your mind, okay?
Okay.
Rachel.
Nasty.
Brittany.
Bitchy.
Head of household.
I don't want it.
Chicago.
Love. And Cubs.
And, no, I was hoping pizza. What's your favorite food from Chicago?
Oh, I love pizza. I love pizza. My parents owned a restaurant my whole life, and it was a pizza restaurant, so I do love me some pizza. Now, my favorite pizza place, I would have to say, is Chicago's pizza.
Yeah.
The barbecue chicken's amazing. Check it out.
I love the hot dog. So, we wanted to let you go because I bet, is it time to go?
Ooh.
And we just want to say thank you. Christine, you want to say goodbye to her?
Thank you, Annie. This was a pleasure talking with you. I enjoyed especially the shoe conversation. But I loved hearing all your opinions to the questions because I kind of figured you would kind of answer them that way. So it was kind of nice to know that I kind of guessed how you were going to answer them. So it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have so much more to ask you. So when you get a chance and when CBS, lets you get you come back on the show, just hook me up on Twitter and just let me know. And I can't wait to talk to you again.
I will. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, you guys.
No, thank you.
See you on Twitter.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Annie, and we're going to go ahead and close off the show. The one thing I wanted to say is it was so hard to ask every question, and I wanted to ask so many more questions, and I know we had more chat questions, but it was so hard to do that, you know what I mean?
Believe it or not, I was able to ask all the questions that I received except one, and I think she sort of answered that in a roundabout way, and that question was, who did she think was the most annoying and the nicest person in the house? And if you listened to what she was saying, you would have understood that I didn't need to ask that question, so I left that one out. But I was so glad that I was able to get the people who sent me questions. I've had tweets thanking me, hey, because, in talking with people, we all ask, we all want to know the same thing. And so I was glad that I could ask her because they were questions I had as well. So
I wanted to ask this question. I kind of was hoping she would apply to it. I was hoping she would apply to it, and I didn't want to ask it because I will ask this question when she comes back. But I wanted to ask if Brandon really put the moves on her, but I didn't know if I should. I'll be honest with you. This is the first time we did a show like this. So, I mean, I totally didn't know what I should ask. And then that's one reason I kind of, stumbled across that one question. But we really do appreciate everyone here. Go over to Nikki's show now. Leave our show. Alex is over there. I want to go listen to that, too. I am going to close the show. Yeah, I'm going to go bid on Alex. I put one in. I hope maybe I'm still the bidder. But we're going to close off the show with me and Annie's favorite teams.
But wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to thank everybody who was listening and supporting and listening to Annie on both shows and ours at the same time. If they were doing both, that's a great multitask, and I hope everyone has an awesome rest of their day and evening, wherever time zone you're in.
And definitely, you know, thank Nikki for understanding, and I especially want to say thank you to CBS and Annie for coming on the show. And to close off the show, we're going to play a little music, and I'm going to hang up, and we're going to say goodnight. See you tomorrow night after the eviction.